escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I don't know that we're going to get an immediate ceasefire, but I think it's going to come. See, I'm more interested in immediate peace deal, getting peace fast. And depending on what happens with my meeting, I'm going to be calling up President Zelensky and let's get him over to wherever we're going to meet. I don't know where we're going to have the second meeting, but we have an idea of three different locations.
All right. That was the president on yesterday with the Brian Kilmeade radio show. And we're just looking up here at the tarmac at Andrews. And they've got Air Force One all fueled up and ready to take off for, I guess, Anchorage. I'm guessing they're going to Elmendorf Air Base up there in Alaska. And right now we have Nick Lee Ambrose back with us, former Young Republican chair, GOP National Committee woman from Maryland. Nick Lee, welcome back.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Yeah. What do you think? Like, I don't have any expert opinion on all this other than to say Putin called for this meeting, if I am not wrong about that. And I think he understands what the consequences will be if nothing happens here.
I hope so. That would be really much easier for the world if Putin actually understands that. And I think Trump is about the only one who could impart that realization on him. So let's go. As Trump kind of famously said, he'll know within the first 2 minutes of the meeting if a deal can be made or not. And that means we and the rest of the world will find out by this evening, because really Trump is actually a little behind schedule. He was already supposed to be in the air. He will land in Alaska, have this meeting, and then he departs again. It's like not even a 6 hour turnaround on land for him. So we're going to find out this evening. He has some interviews scheduled on the ground before he leaves.
Well, there was talk that Putin just had in his mind that this was going to be more so about a business type meeting versus some sort of, step toward peace with Ukraine. But like you said, Nicolee, it seems like Trump will just say, okay, if you're going to play this game with me right now and waste my time, me coming here in Alaska to meet with you, and we're not going to talk about a peace deal, we'll just slap more sanctions on you.
Yeah.
Right. So right here you have Trump going into this meeting having brokered 7 peace deals in 7 months. And you have to think of this is Trump at his art of the deal height versus Vladimir Putin economically faltering with his Ukraine obsession and really hurting his country at this point. And right, Putin's been backed into a corner, right? You have oil prices way down, and that has funded his war machine thanks to Trump's energy policies. You have now all the NATO countries for the first time all contributing 5% for their defense. And then you have Trump hitting countries like India with 50% tariffs because they're funding Russia's war machine by buying their oil. And then you just have the EU do a great trade deal with the US. So they have completely been chased out of Russia's arms, being reliant on them for energy, and now have these deals pledged with the US. So Putin is in a corner. And then so you have Putin needing, number one, to save face, because that will always be the number one thing Vladimir Putin, most dictators, always need to do, is save face.
Right.
And then you have this faltering economy, and then you have him needing to sell some sort of a success story to the Russian people.
Well, I think it's interesting. Nikolai, have you ever watched Shark Tank?
Yes.
So there's one of the original judges on there, or hosts, is Barbara Corcoran. And I saw an interview with her the other day. And the reason that it hit me is that I've heard so many people speculating, from John Bolton and all of these other so-called experts, that Donald Trump's going to walk into this room and Putin's going to play with him and he has no idea how to handle Vladimir Putin and blah, blah, blah. And I heard Barbara Corcoran say, I've been in the real estate business for 30 or 40 years. I have never, ever seen somebody who negotiates like Donald Trump. She said it's almost like he's got a sixth sense about what's going on a deal and how to get what he wants. Now, I'm not saying he's going to go in there and get everything he wants with Vladimir Putin, but all of these people who suddenly seem to think that the one person in the world who can out-negotiate Donald Trump is Vladimir Putin, I'm not quite sure what they've been paying attention to recently.
No, you're absolutely right. And once again, this man has negotiated 7 peace deals in 7 months. This is astounding. And you can tell Donald Trump is very focused on kind of legacy issues, things that will leave lasting impression. And he is genuinely upset about the 1 million approximated deaths or, you know, wounded out of this war. It's been useless. In the past 2 years, right, this war is over 3 years old now. In the past 2 years, the Wall Street Journal estimates there's been only 1% more of Ukrainian territory taken by the Russians. So
yeah,
this isn't a stalemate. But what you do see, what the best sign that I have seen that the Russia propaganda machine is gearing up to allow this to end, was the former Russian ambassador who headed up Russia's Foreign Service Academy wrote an op-ed that just said, quote, "Settling the war in Ukraine, which has been lost by the West a long time ago, has become a secondary issue in relations between the U.S. and Russia, nothing more than an obstacle to normalization that we must overcome together," end quote. So long story short, they know they're not winning. They're saying
yeah,
they are.
Yeah.
And now they need to pave the road to how do we get out of this and say, you know, you hear things that Putin's going to say, oh, let's do deals in the Arctic. Let's do deals here. Oh, Trump likes to make deals. Well, end the war, which, so you have to start with a ceasefire. Then you have to negotiate how it's closing. Ukraine wants a security yep. guarantee. The EU is afraid. So we'll see how all those details shake out. But it seems like Russia is realizing it's at the end of its rope and is trying to start peddling their propaganda about it.
I think you're right. Nikolai Ambrose, always great having you on. Thank you.
Great chatting.
Yeah, you bet. Have a great morning. We appreciate that.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.